This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Joining me now are our Friday political commentators, Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator, and Ken Sikkema. He's senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. So I was reading a couple of blogs from the free market think tank, the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and the organization was applauding Governor Snyder's $10 million cut to what it calls, quote, the state's corporate and industrial handout complex, end quote. That $10 million cut is actually less than 9% cut for economic development by the state. The blog goes on to say its research shows one-third of all deals approved between 2012 and 2016 were in or are in some stage of default or had been dismissed from the program outright. If the success rate is that poor, and legislators often say they really don't want to pick winners and losers in the market, then why is the state of Michigan in the business of subsidizing businesses? Vicki?
I don't know. To be honest with you, this has been a problem for a long time. It's not so much the intent that goes awry. It's the follow-through. And most of these bills don't have adequate follow-through. So if you're going to attract a company that promises to create 150 jobs at a certain salary and they get the grant money to proceed, we then don't really do adequate follow-up to maintain that grant funding in proportion to the jobs and the promises that the company promised. So there's no real follow-through and continual management of the grant money.
Ken, what do you think?
Well, I think Vicki has a point. I think the larger issue is that the state subsidizes some business development, basically these big corporate blockbusters like Amazon's new headquarters or Foxconn, which eventually went to Wisconsin, because other states and other cities have these incentive programs as well, and Michigan just can't unilaterally disarm. I mean, the Mackinac Center likes to maintain its sort of conservative ideological purity where you say you don't subsidize any businesses at all, but that just doesn't work in real life. Now, back to Vicki's point, you know, the state doesn't do a very good job of sort of checking later on and doesn't often have what I would call clawback provisions if these big incentive programs and these corporations don't follow through. But I think the larger issue is that in spite of the sort of ideological purity that you don't subsidize individual corporations, it just doesn't work in the real world when you're facing intense competition from other states and other cities.
I do want to point out that when Governor Snyder was first elected, he decided to unilaterally disarm in terms of subsidizing companies and instead spent 7 years cutting business taxes in hopes of luring businesses here. And when that was not successful, the subsidies have come back.
Well, as you guys both know, states are competing and that competition is getting to the point where when you're offering billions, sometimes that return on investment might be impossible. So what's the sense in that?
Well, I think the argument is that even though there isn't sort of a direct return on investment when it comes to that particular corporation or the incentives that were given, like tax abatements, the multiplier effect in the region where employees spend money at grocery stores and in the local economy does have a positive impact. To Vicki's point about Snyder, he's no different than any recent governor, particularly Engler, who started out very skeptical, if not downright hostile to these kind of incentive programs. But then he came around and created more of them because, once again, he just was facing competition from other states.
Vicki, did you have anything more you wanted to add?
Yeah. When you give a subsidy to a business to locate in Michigan, you're also giving that subsidy to a particular community. So we're not only picking winners and losers in terms of the companies, but we're picking winners and losers in terms of the community in which the development is going to be located. And there is every reason to think that we should be giving subsidies to companies who are going to redevelop in areas that are brownfields or already developed properties that need to be redeveloped, and there is a higher cost to redeveloping property than building in what is called a greenfield where there's no development already. I mean, they weren't intended to give tax subsidies to businesses to locate in Livonia. They were created originally, the Brownfield Redevelopment Program, to clean up the waterfront and produce more jobs and economic development in Muskegon, in Flint, in urban core cities that really needed the jobs, the development, and the remediation. And they've been twisted to create cities that are winners and losers as well.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because in a separate blog, the Mackinac Center indicates a program to clean up polluted properties, these so-called brownfield properties, isn't always used to clean up pollution. Some of the properties are just functionally obsolete, not contaminated, and they still get brownfield remediation funds. A blog says there's not much in the way of records or oversight to tell whether a property is truly a polluted brownfield or something else, and it indicates environmental spending needs a real plan and better oversight.
Yes, it does, and that's why there were more than one program to address that situation. There used to be a brownfield redevelopment credit program, and that was specifically to redevelop areas and land that had been previously contaminated so that the grant would pay for the decontamination of the property and then allow the developer to redevelop it. But it was supposed to go in areas where there was already an investment in historic infrastructure like water lines, roads, and electrical and other utility lines, which would mean that we would redevelop our urban core communities where the jobs are needed and where the cleanup is needed. And that program was diluted over time to include obsolete buildings elsewhere. And that's where the real problem comes in. If we don't target these tax credits the way they're supposed to be targeted, then we end up with leakage and this problem of unaccountability. And I will point out that the Mackinac Center also said that Senator Mike Knopf has introduced a bill. And again, this particular bill on environmental cleanup doesn't have any tight controls or reporting metrics for the businesses that would be getting the money created in this bill, Senate Bill 943.
Ken, you get the last word.
Well, I think places like Detroit, particularly downtown Detroit, whether it's there's contaminated property or not, need these kind of incentive programs. Otherwise, they're just not going to come back in terms of economic vitality. And it's not just Detroit. There are a lot of older cities that are in the same situation. I'm all for accountability. Government never does a very good job of it, but we still are going to need these programs.
That is Ken Sikkema. He's a former Republican legislator. We also heard from Vicki Barnett, a former Democratic legislator. I guess I should thank the Mackinac Center for bringing up these points. You guys did a good job of explaining. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.